We're real excited to bring our next guest. We have with us Bethany Frankel. She is a superstar, and she is on she's written a bunch of books, Naturally Thin, Skinny Dish as well. You've probably seen her on TV as the Real Housewives of New York City as well. And I've asked maybe like 20 women about you and everyone about the show, and everyone says they hate the girls on the show, but they love you. Bethany Frankel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, why does everybody love you so much, Bethany? What is it about you that makes everybody hate everybody else and love you?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's...
Have you heard that before? Have you heard this before?
I mean, I don't know. I just speak to people on the street that just say they really like me. I think they relate to me. I think they know that I have gone through and am going through things that a lot of people, women particularly, have gone through. And I think I'm being honest about it. And I think the people want to kind of go through it with someone else.
Right.
Because, you know, reflection.
Right. Well, I watched your DVD this morning, Body by Bethany, Body Sculpting Workouts to Unleash Your Skinny Girl, and I like you. And the reason why I like you is that I'm watching this DVD, and Lee, you had to see this. It was really funny because in the DVD, she's working out with our buddy Kristen McGee. She's been on our show before, and she's working out, and all of a sudden, you can tell she loses her frame. She's like, "How many is that? How many did I do?" Like you were like, "Enough already. I've done enough of these." I thought that was hysterical.
Well, because the truth of the matter is people always ask me what I do, and I wasn't going to go do some workout video with some trainer that, you know, is going to make people go crazy and do some sweaty, like, labor-intensive workout that I don't actually do. What I do, I mean, I'll do 30 minutes of yoga maybe a couple of times a week. So that DVD has a little more than what I do, and then it has a couple of extra sections that are really ambitious for the times that I'm really in a good fitness place. But overall, I think that you just should be consistent about working out. Do it so in a way that you like it, so you're not dreading going back to it. And that's kind of what the whole DVD is about. It's like it's very honest. It's what I'm really doing. And it's to be consistent and to incorporate it into your life. And you don't really have to leave the house. I mean, I do work out in pajamas half the time.
Now, can you just share with our listeners, what is a skinny girl?
Skinny girl, it's more of a state of mind. It's the way that you feel about yourself. It does not mean you're size 2. You could be a size 10. It's just feeling your best, feeling healthy, feeling... it's like a sort of free spirit feel. Definitely not anything negative or unrealistic.
Can you be a size 20?
Yeah, but you're no size 12, Bethany. I'll tell you that much. You're more that 2 with 0 size for sure.
I am small, but you know I'm actually a little probably size 4, a little bigger now since I had my baby, and I'm good with that. I'm a little juicier because of, you know, I'm but I'm not that obsessed. You're not supposed to be really. I don't believe in being really obsessed. I mean, I do feel better when I am working out a little bit more. I've been running around like a maniac. I haven't felt like it lately, but that's kind of part of my whole entire philosophy also. You do what you can when you can, and sleep has to come before exercise.
Now, your background's also in cooking, right? You have a degree in cooking, and cooking is your – that was your – what you went to school for.
Yeah, I'm a natural food chef, and so my books all have a lot of recipes and are based on food philosophy and – basically how to unleash your skinny girl and be naturally thin without ever being obsessed. It all kind of, everything kind of flows together and has the same message. It's accessible, it's affordable, it's not unrealistic, that kind of thing.
Now, in your DVD, you also, actually, there's a part of it, they actually do some, you do a little bit of recipes in there as well. You have a little segment on the spinach artichoke dip thing there.
A big now, favorite of yours.
No, I'm not a big spinach artichoke, but the thing, now, is your stuff in the DVD, was it scripted or they just said, Bethany, we just want you. You just talk the way you normally talk because it seemed like it was real natural.
Yeah, I never do anything scripted. Even like I'll go on the Today Show or something and they'll have all the notes and I'll say, I got it. Like if you're being truthful, I guess to answer your question, maybe that's how people like me. If you're being truthful, you don't really need a script. I mean, if you know what you're talking about. It's not like I'm talking about being an astronaut and going to the moon. I'm talking about things that I live. So, yeah, no, I would never, I'm not scripted. I just say what's going on. The truth is I think a lot of people when they're working out do get annoyed and do get tired, and you always see these workout DVDs where people look like they're just having a big party.
Right.
And it's like time of their life, and it truthfully, it can be annoying and grueling, and so you got to be honest about it.
Right. You also talk a lot about your fantasy world, like your workout. If I was in my fantasy world, I like that a lot. That was interesting. You know, if I, that's really good.
Well, like this week I did, you know, my yoga DVD. I did about 30 minutes of it, and it took me a couple of hours because I was feeding the baby and doing a million things. So I kept going back to it, which, by the way, is a good reason to do home DVDs because you can just kind of stop. But in my fantasy life, I would have done the whole entire DVD, and I would have taken a walk on the beach, and I would have done sit-ups. But in my real life, it took me 6 hours to get through a 30-minute DVD.
Now, how is having a baby, how has that impacted, you know, finding time for you, you know, and getting some of this workout stuff done? Do you have a trainer? Like, does a trainer come to the house? Is Kristen, does she train with you too? Like, how does it work out?
No, the truth is that I've been offered by a lot of, you know, big famous trainers to come work me out, help post-baby, and Kristen, of course, is offered private. I don't want to be inauthentic and do something that I don't think that my fans could do. Like, not everybody could afford to have somebody come to their house, and people have even offered to do it for me for nothing, you know, but I decided that it would be a great luxury, but I'd rather, if I can't do it myself, then I'm not going to be able to tell other people how to do it, so it wouldn't be truthful. So I haven't found that much time to work out. I'm breastfeeding my baby, so I'm sitting in
right now? Is that what's going on right now as you're talking to us?
No, she's sitting here right now, but I spent a lot of time, you know, breastfeeding her and running to meetings and running home to be with her. And like I said, you do the best you can. But the DVDs have helped me because I don't have to go run to be at a class on time or take 10 minutes to get to and from the gym. It's just like in and out, you know, of the TV in my bedroom, and I could be in pajamas. So like I said, I'd like to be working out more, but it'll happen.
Now, we had one of our Facebook people wrote in a question to you, and they wanted to know, her name was Jill, and she wanted to know that what do you do when you don't feel like you have the energy to get a real or your favorite workout in? What do you do? Like, what's your go-to form of exercise in that case?
In that case, like I said, the DVD is longer, but I'll do only 20, 30 minutes of it just to feel like you did something. Or just do some really good stretches and, you know, really, really good stretches because you'll feel it'll slow down your breathing and it'll keep you away from the refrigerator and not give you all this anxiety that will probably make you say, oh, I didn't work out, so who cares? I'm going to go stuff my face. Like, it just calms down what I call your food noise. So I would do either, you know, 20 or 30 minutes of my yoga DVD or do your own stretching. Or, you know what, go outside and take a walk. Like, take your dog for a walk.
Right.
To feel like you did something. Because honestly, when I was pregnant, I started with my husband, I felt kind of like engrossed, and I felt like I'm not really doing anything. So we would make a plan to go to a certain area of Manhattan to go to lunch, and we'd walk there and walk back, and that would be like 45 minutes, and it would be, I feel like at least I did something.
Yeah, me and the fat guy, we went to the city. We stopped at like Ben's Deli every day for, you know, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We went there. So we know what you mean going to New York City. New York City is a great place to go to lose weight and eat a lot of food because you don't take a taxi. You don't do any of that stuff. You just walk the whole city. Now, first of all, Bethany, tell me a little bit about your parents because genetically, it sounds like you don't do a ton of working out, but if you look at, you know, looking at you, you would think you're like a, you know, like you're a fitness trainer. So were your parents real active? I mean,
I don't know what it's about. My mother, you know, has always been thin, but she's not particularly muscular. My father, just a regular guy. No one, I don't know why. I don't work out all that much. I think that eating has a lot to do with it. If you're eating and you're doing some exercise that, like I said, is consistent, then I think you're in pretty good shape. What you don't want to do is be the person that works out like a maniac but stuffs their face also, so then they can never really catch up. So I'm ahead of the game by eating fairly well. And eating I eat what I want, though, but in a smaller quantity. Like, I used to be about 15, 20 pounds heavier, but I used to be completely obsessed with dieting.
Now, how is it going with the new show, Bethany Getting Married? How is it with, like, cameras around you all the time? Have you gotten comfortable yet with, like, looking at yourself when you're feeling, like, when you feel fat and you don't like the way you look and having a camera pinned to you all the time? Is it overwhelming or are you just kind of over it already?
I don't really, you know, I'm not a model, so it's not like I need to be perfect. I am a regular person that, you know, I mean, I guess I'm becoming less regular, I guess, a little because I have cameras on me. But truthfully, I'm not a model. And so I don't really look that much about what I look like. Like, I don't love when I have dark circles under my eyes. And I'm not really, you know, criticizing myself exactly for what I look like. But I'm sitting, I'm in a bathing suit now because I'm in the Hamptons, and I'm not, it's not that great. It's not bad, but it's not that great. But, like, I'm 39 years old. What am I, like, going in a bikini contest on the beach? Like, who cares? I don't really care that much.
Well, listen, I'd love to be in the Hamptons with you right now and by the beach. How's the weather there today, by the way? Is it nice?
Absolutely beautiful and not too hot. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Nice. Well, we really appreciate taking time. We really appreciate taking time. The DVD is Body by Bethany. Can they go? Where can we get the DVD? What's the best place to get it? Bethany.com?
Amazon is a great place to get it.
Amazon.com. And also in the DVD, there's some great there's great recipes in it. Kristen McGee, she's wonderful. She's doing it with you. And also there's a segment that we saw on the back with Pilates with the people from Exhale, the Core Fusion people, Fred DeVito and Elizabeth Halfpap are on there too. They're cool. They've been on our show as well. Wonderful people. So we really appreciate taking time out of your schedule coming on the show today. And when anything new comes out, your next cookbook, anything that comes out like that, please give us a call. We'd love to get you back on the show.
And make sure to drink my Skinny Girl margaritas this summer because they only have 100 calories. So you're worried about keeping people's weights down.
That's Skinny Girl margaritas. Tell us about the Skinny Girl margaritas. Because the fat guy's got a little problem with alcohol. You know, he's got a little... He got a little issue with it. But
other
people
think it's a problem.
He's got to stop at about three or four of them. But tell us, for the other people that aren't drunks that listen to our show, what's the Skinny Girl margarita?
Oh, the Skinny Girl margarita is a bottle of margarita for 100 calories a serving, and the booze is in the bottle. And it tastes like you're in Mexico. It's the best product.
Oh, where can I get? Wait a minute, we didn't get this. Where do we get this?
It's available in stores.
Yeah, it's available in stores. It's like they can't keep it on the shelf. It's one of my biggest problems right now is supply and demand right now. It's out of control.
You're too much in demand, Bethany. There's too much. There's not enough of you to go around.
It's just that product just happens to be really good. I mean, it's just like it's what you want to drink, and it's a margarita you can trust. You know, you don't have to feel guilty about it. It's really kind of great.
Well, we'll have to check that out as well. Well, thank you so much again for coming on. Have a great July 4th, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Take care. That is Bethany Frankel. She is the star of Real Housewives of New York City. What's the other show? What's the other show, Lee, she has? Getting Married?
Bethany's Getting Married.
Bethany Getting Married as well. And check out her DVD, Body by Bethany, Body Sculpting Workouts to Unleash Your Skinny Girl. Lee, I'm going to give you this DVD because I want you to unleash your skinny girl. I have not seen your skinny girl ever since I've known you. And when you're online, also check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our our second book. This is not our first book.
The sequel.
It's not the sequel.
It's not.
It's not the sequel. It's just another book. 35 Things to Know to
it's
Raise
the New
Active
Testament of
Kids.
Fitness.
This is the Bible of raising active kids. We don't want to raise fat kids anymore. We want active kids coming out of this country. And are we going to put this in different languages?
We should.
We should probably at least put it in French.
Yes, we're very popular in France.
I like the French language very much. And also when you're online, check out our website.
And Australian.
And also go to our Facebook page, sign up, become one of our friends. Some of our people just asked some questions to Bethany. We were able to ask those.
Answer those, yeah.
Matter of fact, someone requested one of the famous world-class runners, Olympic runner Jeff Galloway. He's coming on our show.
There you go. See that?
So I'm excited to have that. If you ask, you will get that.